God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I'm going to spend the next half hour with you here on 91.5 FM WMIE. If you're listening at 10:30, you're on WWBC 1510 AM. You missed that one, you can catch us back here 5 p.m. on 91.5 FM. Today, we are going to skip several verses. We've been in 2 Timothy chapter 2. We're going to drop down to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 14, as we look at the things that God's Word wants to teach us. And we're going to see several things there. We'll touch a few verses in chapter 4, and then we will move on from 2 Timothy to our next passage of Scripture. I would like to start off by saying thank you to the folks of JITS Concrete. 321-536-5804 puts you in touch with Greg. The Anderson family has been working concrete issues for decades and decades here in Brevard County. I've had a number of projects that we've done with them at the church, number that we've done at my house, a couple that we've done at my house, and I've seen a lot of their projects that they have done in the community. And I remember having a conversation with someone several years ago, and they had them come out, and this is a hands-on person. He does a lot of, you know, projects himself, and he came and he said, I decided I was going to have JITS Concrete do it because they could do it for basically the same amount of money that I could buy the materials for. Now, I don't know about the cost of materials now. I don't know, you know, their price structure or anything like that, but I do know that a lot of people that have started using JITS Concrete since I told them about them have used them for project after project after project because they bring a great work ethic, decades of experience, and they bring a expertise to the project where they don't have to worry, the property owners don't have to worry about it. They know it's going to be done right. It's going to be done as quickly as possible. And then they're going to get out of the way and let your project move forward. 321-536-5804 if you've got a concrete job that you need done. They have been friends of the Refresh radio program since day one back in 2013. So today we're going to drop down to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 4. So I remind you that this is Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, writing a pastoral epistle to his spiritual son in the faith, Timothy, and he's giving him the wisdom that is necessary for him to thrive and be successful in his ministry. And sometimes the lessons don't involve others. Sometimes they involve yourself. Pastors have highs and lows, just like everybody else. In all honesty, those things don't ever stop. As long as you are dealing with people, there are always going to be people who encourage you. I had people who encouraged me yesterday, and I had people who caused me to need to pray and ask God to come and do a work in my heart I could really use yesterday. So this is a passage that Paul writes to Timothy, and this is personal. This is not so much beginning wise how to deal with other people, but what Timothy's personal responsibility is. Verse number 14 reads this, "But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be completely, thoroughly equipped for every good work." So in the last chapter of the Gospel of John, Jesus is having a conversation with Peter on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, I believe it was, and they'd been fishing all night, had no success. Jesus tells them where to throw the boat, and they have tremendous success. And then when they get to shore, Jesus already has some fish cooking for breakfast for them. He said, "Bring some of the ones you caught. I got these over here already." And after that, they have a conversation, and Jesus begins to share some uncomfortable truths with Peter after he deals with his heart, you know, and he says, "Peter, do you love me? And if you love me, then this is what I need you to do. I need you to feed my sheep. I need you to feed my lambs. I need you to care for the flock." And finally, Peter's like, you know that I love you. And he says, I tell you the truth, when you were young, you know, you did whatever you wanted to, but when you're old, there's going to be people who dress you, there's going to be people who take you, and it's not going to be an enjoyable season for your flesh, but you follow me. And so Peter looks around and he sees John and he says, "Well, what about him?" And he said, "I'm telling you about you. Whatever I have planned for him is my plans for him, but you have to follow me." And so we, as men and women who love God, we cannot get sidetracked by what we see other people doing, what their assignment is, whether it is an assignment that they are obeying or whether it's an assignment that they are disobeying, whatever it may be, we have to continue in the things which we have learned. And so my goal as a pastor is not to create an event in a person's life. My target, my goal is to create a launching pad experience that will cause them to start in a journey with Jesus and continue in a journey with Jesus, continue when things are going well and continue when things are not going easily, just to continue. And so he tells him to continue in the things that you have learned. And so I pray that you have learned to trust the Word of God. I pray that you have learned to trust God even when you don't understand what is going on. I pray that you have learned that you can call upon Jesus anytime, anywhere, any place. And you should. I pray that you learn the joy of giving. I pray that you learn the reward that comes from faithfulness and believing God and righteousness and self-control. I pray that you learn all of those things so you can continue in them. It's not just enough to start well. We have to finish well. And there was a person I was having a conversation with, and at some point in time, the scripture came up in the conversation, to whom much is given, much is required. And all of a sudden, I was caught unprepared for the statement that this person made, and it went something like this: that's why I don't want to know much, because I don't want much to be required of me. And I was like, I've never heard that. It never entered into my mind. I do know that there were times in my life when I had classes that I studied to pass the test. I didn't study to master the topic, but it never had entered my mind that there were people who were living with that mindset in their relationship with Jesus. They don't want to know the word, because if they know the word, then they're going to be required to live the word. I do understand the price tag of accountability. You've heard me talk about through the years that whenever God was quickening a word to my spirit and I was preaching through this word, that he made me live through that word, so that what I was teaching, what I was preaching, wasn't just theory. It was something that I had experienced, I had found to be true. And, most of those life lessons, they weren't the fluff and stuff. They weren't, prosperity. They were, hey, because I love you, I want to refine your walk with me. And so we need to deal with this issue in your life. And, at one point in time, I remember coming out of a meeting, and I was not in the best frame of mind, and I was having a conversation with God, and God spoke to me, and I could take you to the exact spot. And he said, Bob, and I was the pastor, Bob, I have to deal with your pride just the same as I have to deal with everybody else's pride. And when God tells you that, he's not being mean to you. He's just addressing something he's trying to extricate from your life because it's toxic to your life. So if we are to continue in what we have learned, the first responsibility is that we have to learn those things. Our goal should not be to just get to heaven by the skin of our teeth. Our goal should be to take as many people to heaven with us as we possibly can. And so that means we learn it, we live it, we continue in it, so that we can influence other people to the best of our ability. So, but you, Timothy, must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of. Okay? So, this is one of the best illustrations that I know of when it comes to factoring in life experience. I was in 10th grade. I was in math class. It was a class called Trigonometry and Analytics. And I wasn't supposed to be in that class. I had not even had geometry yet. Geometry was foundational. It was a prerequisite to be in that class. But somehow, I ended up in that class with a bunch of 11th graders instead of being in geometry with a bunch of 10th graders. And we're working this math problem. And I was Pretty good in math. If I needed a GPA boost in college, I took a math class because I did pretty well with math. And so we're working through all of this stuff, and the teacher was a great encouragement. She really wanted me to take a summer school class so that I could go on to more advanced mathematics because I was showing promise in that field. And that wasn't something my father was a fan of, so I never got to do that. But as we're working through this problem, I come up with a different answer. Back in those days, I don't know how it is now, there were answers to the odd problems in the back of the book. And then your homework was to go home and do the even-numbered problems. And I got an answer different from the back of the book. And so I showed my work to the student in front of me, and they said, "Looks right to me." I showed it to the person behind me. They looked at it and said, "It looks right to me." And so after doing that a number of times, I got up the nerve and went up and spoke to one of my favorite teachers. And I said, I think I found an error in the textbook. I've been assured from the other students that this looks right. And she looked at it for just a second. I mean, it is a half page of math. And she just barely glanced at it. And I'll never forget the problem. She said 9 times 7 is 63, not 56. I had missed this problem because I had made a miscalculation over fourth grade math. It wasn't because it was an 11th grade problem and I was just a 10th grader. I had made a fourth grade error. But all of the students around me assured me that it looked right to them. There are a lot of people who have gone through life experiences and the results didn't come out the way that they did, and so the way that they wanted them to, so they blamed God and said, "This doesn't work." And I discovered a long time ago, when God says, "Prove me in this," that was specifically in regards to tithing, "Prove me in this. Go ahead, try it out." And that if you do an experiment, or you launch out in a relationship with God and it doesn't come out the way that you want it to, don't just conclude that it's a failure and it doesn't work. You need to go back and double check your spiritual math the way that I did. If you, in chemistry, if I got the wrong reaction when we were in chemistry class, it wasn't a problem with the experiment. It was a problem with the application of that. And so Paul writes to Timothy and he says, "I not only need you to continue in the things that you've learned, but I need you to live a life assured of the things that you have learned." There was a song, I don't think it was one of the first 45s that I ever owned, but I do remember owning this particular song. It was a country and western song, and I don't like country music. We had a country and western station that was 1 mile to the north of our house. It was a 100,000-watt radio station, and literally the main antenna was 1 mile north. You could pick up our landline phone at our house, and you could hear the radio playing over the phone. Never forget that. But it was a song by Lynn Anderson, and The song was I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. Many people have been promised that if they give their life to Jesus, they'll never have any more problems. That's not true. If you have a substantial faith in Jesus Christ, you are going to have to persevere. The scripture says numerous times this calls for patient endurance on the part of the saints. It calls for enduring perseverance. Don't give up. Be assured that the God who began your journey, he is not only the author, but he is the perfecter of your faith. He is the finisher of your faith, and he is God over the process as well. There are many seasons in my life where it looked like it was a step back, but it was actually God setting me up through transition for something that he had in store for me. And that season was going to be better than the last season, but it may not have been all that easy, but that was setting me up for a different transition. And I guess I'm a little bit on the spoiled side when it comes to that, because God has been such a tremendous door opener for me in my life that I've never dislocated my shoulder trying to bulldoze a door that God had shut on because I wasn't supposed to go through it. And instead, I have found myself over and over again where I know that God opens doors that no man could open, and he closes doors that he does what no man can do. So if a man closed the door and God wanted it open, the door was going to open. If God closed the door and man had the open door, I just live assured that God is going to lead me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. That doesn't mean that I don't show self-drive and motivation and things like that. I try to be ready for whatever season that God has for me. The radio program was not something that I pushed open. It was a door that God opened. And so I continue to share the word of God and try and refresh people in their faith and say, don't give up. Giving up is not an option. So Paul writes to Timothy, continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of. Assurance is knowing that you know that you know that you know that it is going to produce the results that God is looking for. And the last thing that we'll talk about here today is this last clause. It says, knowing from whom you have learned them. Knowing from whom you have learned them. So up in verse 13 of 2 Timothy 3, Paul had said that there would be evil men, that there would be imposters, and they would grow worse and worse, and they would be deceiving and being deceived. There are a lot of people who have opinions, but I don't know if they have a relationship with God. In fact, there was one person that I saw some videos of. There's been several people, actually. They are experts in other fields, and they talk about God on occasion, but then they say things like this: I'm not a Christian. And when they say that, then it's not that they don't have some experience in some other areas, but all of a sudden I realize that they are approaching the word of God not as a love letter from God to them, but they are approaching it as just another resource in their life. And I want to have relationships with people who have experience as a redeemed child of God. I want them to be people who have known the Word of God, lived the Word of God, loved the Word of God, have great experience in serving to the glory of God. I want to know them. The Bible says to know them that labor among you. And if you are going to labor among someone, you should know what their walk with God is like so that they can teach you. We have a credibility crisis because there are people who are, you know, have reached celebrity Christian status, but they're underneath the surface, there's some credibility issues. And what I found is that people with things going on in their life that they don't want other people to know about, they keep them at a distance. They keep strangers at a distance. They start putting up the buffer zone, and they say, you can't get any closer than this, because if you get closer, you might see the flaws that I'm trying to keep concealed. The best way to do that is say, you know what, I'm not perfect. But I have a Savior who loves me. He's working on me. He's refining me to make me everything He wants me to be. And I can share with you the lessons that God has taught me, and I'm still on the journey for learning. I read an article one time on refining metals, and it talked about not the computerized technological way of metal refinement that we do it today, but the process of heating it up and skimming off the impurities and then repeating the cycle over and over and over again. And this particular article said that process continued until the one in charge of the refining could look down into the liquefied metal and see his own reflection. When he could see his own reflection, he knew that he had achieved the level of purity that he was looking for. I hope that you have spiritual voices in your life that just don't know how to preach a sermon, but instead they know how to live for the Savior, and that they want to pass on every bit of information that they've got to those who will not only learn them, but be assured of them and continue in them. I pray today that you have teachers like Timothy had, that he could live for the glory of God. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Waylon Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Waylon specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Waylon Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit waylonduff.kw.com. Waylon Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.